Welcome back to Winning the Game. I'm here again with
Fiona Jacob, and of course I will introduce Wilhelm Haust.
Yes, and we are having a couple of episodes on the theme of vacation time in the summer. So let's get started. Don't check out from your life during vacation, just check out from the production aspect of your job. What do I mean? Well, we've been speaking in many, many conversations about the balance between the production side of life and the power or capacity side of life, and that we need to attend to both. We need to produce things in life, especially in our job. It's very obvious. We have results to deliver. And to do that, we need to build our capacity or our power. That's a simple perspective, really. But human beings miss that, so when they struggle with production, they do more production instead of building their power. Now, I see this tendency a lot with people, that they decide, this vacation, I'm really gonna take care of myself. And what they do is they do nothing. They stop both the production at work, which is great, but they also stop building their capacity and power. And that's a huge pitfall, because then you come back after work with less capacity and power versus than having built something. So what's your take on this, Fee? What's the job during summer if you don't check out from everything, but just from your job? How do you see it?
Well, I love it because I think, as you said, people check out not only from the production piece, but the capacity building piece. The thing is, what you want to be able to come back with in August time, if you're coming back to work in mid-August, is coming back with brimming full of capacity and power so that you can start the production like as you need to. But when we check out from building our capacity and power, what we end up is we end up draining all of that energy, all of that capacity, all of that power. We kind of peter in a little bit. We're back to work. We're already exhausted within 10 days after we get back. So what we want to help you focus on, or the intention of this piece, is really to start to look for yourself, notice for yourself, this is not an intellectual conversation. This is taking something on for yourself. Yes, leave the production as best you can, but start to look for yourself, how can I build my capacity and power daily so that I come back to life full and overflowing in August?
Yeah, the opposite of taking care of your capacity would be you eat really crazy and you drink way more than you want. You stop going to the gym and exercising. You start arguing with your family on vacation issues, not uncommon, and you stop studying anything. You don't watch any video, you don't read any books that creates some new perspectives for you. And in terms of the domain of being, you don't stack or reflect at all, and you just become sloppy all summer, right?
Well, there's a doing part to that as well, which is like, you're so in the doing. The kids need to do this. My husband needs to do that. That you're in the domain of doing rather than being. And we miss the stillness. We miss the meditation. You just miss time for yourself where you can actually reconnect to your own heart and soul.
So what to do instead then? Well, simple things can build your capacity over summer. You just said one. Set up with your family so you have a little space for your reflection and meditation if that's something you like to do. Find one or two good books that you love to read. They could be fiction, they could be something developmental, I don't care, but make sure to nurture yourself a bit about new perspectives and discoveries over the summer. Mm-hmm. I've had summers I read pure fiction books and it was great because I don't read much fiction at all otherwise, right? Make sure to move your body enough. Just daily walks, or keep up the exercise thing you're doing when you're at work, also during vacation, don't stop that. And simple stuff like that. You know the core four practice, if you hear this: take care of your body, take care of your being, your purpose, take care of your family, and take care of your learning and discovery, and keep nurturing yourself in those areas.
I love that. I'm actually going to take that on this summer myself. I've got a couple of books that are sitting on, not even a couple, I probably have about 20 books that are kind of stacked up waiting for me to read. And I can't wait till I have time off, put everything down and refill myself. This is a time for relaxation, rejuvenation, restoration. And it tends to also be the busiest time of the year for many people. So if you can find space for yourself to take care of your body, connect with your heart and soul, your purpose, your stillness. Really enjoy the time with your family. Appreciate them. Appreciate the trips. Appreciate the days out to the seaside, whatever it is you're creating. And yeah, pick up a book that you've been dying to read all year, or listen to a podcast that you haven't had time to listen to. That's a really cool way of spending your summer and building your capacity.
So main point was, don't check out from all of life on vacation. Just check out from your job, but keep participating in life by building your capacity. Thanks for listening. See you in the next episode.